Flu season. What if you had a flu season?
Strain.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and call us this morning. Kevin says he wants to talk to people about vehicles, cars, and broken crap.
I needed a cup of coffee to keep talking to.
Yeah. Coffee maker, they shut it off here in the studio because they don't want anybody getting COVID from the coffee maker.
Rona.
The Rona?
Yes.
Does your car have the Rona?
I think mine does.
No laughing matter. I know that folks are sick from this, so I don't want to be too...
Obviously it's bad, but you got to have a little bit of sense of humor through things like this, because you can't go crazy, you know what I mean? You gotta keep your sanity.
Keep it real.
Yes.
Anyway. But today, we're not talking about the Rona or any of that stuff. We're talking about vehicles, cars, and issues. Actually, spark plugs. I think I got a piece of banana stuck in my throat. I was just eating some banana before we got started here. And then all of a sudden, I realized, oh, the show's starting.
Right.
I had to put down my banana. Didn't get to finish my breakfast.
You'll have time. We're going to be in a break in 10 minutes, so you're good.
There you go. Exactly. All right, folks, give us a call this morning, though, 1-888-344-1170, as we're talking about cars. This is the last time we get to talk to you before Christmas, because Christmas is next Friday.
Christmas came up really, really quick this year. I mean, it always does, but this year was even quicker.
I got another statement, mate. This has been a really, really weird year.
Yes, it has.
All through and through, from start to finish. Actually, January was good. Into February, and then things just flipped upside down.
Okay. You don't do it. Well, I don't, you know, this is a weird thing, because we could do a lot of camping and off-roading and stuff like that, so we're out and about anyways, but we don't do a lot of, there's a few times we go out to dinner, but most of the stuff that happened this year didn't really change my lifestyle much, so.
Correct.
To me.
We kept working, because we're essential.
Yes.
Fixing cars, and then, like you said, I don't know. They shut down Ocotillo Wells here and there a few times. That had to crimp your style.
Well, I just went to, the government-owned land instead of state land, so there's still places to go.
BLM.
Yes.
Which is Bureau of Land Management. We'll make that clear right now.
Yes.
So, didn't change my, you know, I like to eat out a lot, you know that.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm single and live by myself and. But my son, usually I have an older son that actually works for a big electrical company here in San Diego. And he's so funny. Like, when this started, he was like, I'm not going out. I'm not going to brunch, because he's 28 and I usually see him once a week for brunch to catch up and stuff like that, because obviously he lives on his own and all that. No, I'm not going out. And then I was just talking to him about Christmas. He's like, probably just safe to stay home. Oh, okay, whatever. You do you. He's a little funny, though, so it's all good. Everybody has their own opinion about this thing and what it's doing and how it's doing to you. So stay well and stay safe. That's all I got to say. You got to do what you got to do. So...
Well, I mean, it's kind of like avoiding flu. I mean, obviously, this is moving faster, and normally flu, they have a vaccine for stuff like that. So this is just...
They do now.
You kind of want to do the same thing with the flu. You know what I'm saying?
They got two vaccines.
Yes.
But you know
They're coming.
They already have. They got them.
Well, I know, but nobody really has them yet.
Oh, actually, people are getting them already. They're here.
Okay, but them are people that are like...
Well, frontline workers.
Not normal people yet has them.
Normal people.
Well, I meant the normal population.
Well, they feel like they're normal. They're first line workers, like nurses and doctors and firefighters. Those people are getting the shot right now. So, yes, it's not out to the general pop. Is that what you're talking about? General population?
Yes.
There you go. Okay. I'll take that. I was going to say, it's not nice not to call everybody else not normal. Anyway, we're going to get back to cars and trucks. Not what we do not want to have a discussion with Kevin what normal is, well, because he'll start down this road where he starts talking about cars and what's normal and not normal. And anyway.
I forgot. This is the general.
All good. Anyway, he means well, folks. He does for sure. All right. Give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170 as we're talking about anything automotive related today and why it's important to replace your spark plugs in a timely fashion. But we're happy to take any calls. Let's grab Fred right now in San Diego. He's up and available and wants to talk. What's going on, Fred?
Good morning, guys, on a crisp morning.
It's like 39 degrees this morning in Escondido when I rolled out. Yeah.
Sleeping weather.
It is good sleep. Or around the fire, or good time to have a second cup of coffee while staring out the window.
Absolutely. I've got a couple of questions. Sure. I do get my vehicle serviced at your West Escondido location. Mm-hmm. And I have my first vehicle is the 2015 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. Great car. Haven't had really any issues with it. I'm just doing the recommended maintenance up to and including brakes and brakes inspection every time I bring it in. Mm-hmm. The car now has about 63,000 miles on it. And I've never had a problem with the brakes. You guys do your measurement every time I bring them in. And I guess, a lot of freeway driving. Mm-hmm. So my question is, I've never had to have the pads or the rotors done. Is that not unusual? And the other thing I forgot to tell you, too, is I don't drive the car aggressively. It's a hybrid, so I kind of don't get on the throttle much and like to coast it and see if I can get the battery to run. And I've never had to have the brakes done.
So that's a great point, because when you're talking about hybrids, et cetera, and two things you said. Number one, it's a hybrid. Number two, you do a lot of freeway driving with this car. So, which obviously less brake wear. There's not a lot of braking, et cetera. But hybrids, the brakes tend to last longer because the fact with the coast down whenever you're off the accelerator on these vehicles. And a third thing is a lot of cars these days, the brakes are just lasting longer. So you add all three of those things in there. And so it's not uncommon at 60, 70,000 miles or more out of brakes. We are seeing some vehicles that get almost 80,000, right, Kevin? Those Chevy pickup trucks are getting like 80,000 miles out of the pads before they need brakes.
I got 130,000 miles on my 2500, and I still have half a pad.
See, there you go. Of these manufacturers have redesigned these brakes that they're lasting so much longer. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not. That's why we inspect them regularly, and not all cars do that. But it just depends on the design and that. So for you to tell me, oh, I got 60,000 miles out of my brakes, I hadn't had to put brakes on, that's not uncommon. You see that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. The other question I have was, you guys have been, Kevin has been working hard on my 1988 Pontiac Fiero, which is close to getting done. I don't know if you noticed, Kevin, but I've got a little bit of a spider web on that back bumper and the spoiler on the back also. I'm thinking about getting these color matched painted, mm-hmm. hopefully to try to match the original paint. I was wondering if you guys had a body shop you would recommend.
Advanced Collision's right next to us there in Escondido. So up in Escondido, folks in North County, we usually recommend Nestor over there, who's the manager. And because that is factory paint, they can match that really well and get it taken care of. So we can have them take a look at it for you and put together an estimate on doing so. And I'll touch base with Tim, my manager there, and then he can just email that off to you, and then you can talk to Nestor directly about it, any questions or et cetera you have.
Wonderful. Thank you.
No problem at all. Happy to help out. And that is one beautiful little car. We've talked about it a few times on here, you know, since you've had it in, and we're almost done. I think Kevin's doing a heater core right now, right?
Yes.
I added that onto the scope after the fact. So I do totally understand the logistics behind trying to get these parts, and you factor in the pandemic, and it's just a long lead time on this stuff. So I totally understand. I'm not anxious to get it back.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and we appreciate your understanding all the time, because it's been a few things like that. But we're keeping her tucked in there and safe inside. And but I am telling you, that is one of the most beautiful little Fieros. Most of them are gone now, so that's a beautiful little car. And we chatted when you dropped it off the one day when it first came in, when it had no clutch, et cetera. And I believe that's when you had just purchased it, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And you know, when I brought it in, Matt was kind of looking at it with wide eyes and saying, "Yeah, I cut my teeth as a technician working on these things back in the early 90s. And he subsequently told me what Kevin found, which I was not surprised, was that it seems that, you know, they put that short throw shifter on and then they didn't retrofit the cables.
Mm-hmm.
So that might have been what caused that issue.
Gotcha.
But regardless, I know you guys are going to get it done right, so I'm not really concerned.
Well, she's up and driving now, as you know, and I know you guys have been picking different things here and there, but beautiful little car, and we'll get her all dialed in, and then you can take her out for a Sunday drive.
Sounds great.
All right,
thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, Fred, thanks for listening, and have a Merry Christmas. Obviously, we probably won't. Well, Kevin and them may talk to you. I probably won't. So have a Merry Christmas, and have a safe, wonderful weekend.
Yeah, thanks. Merry Christmas to you too, guys.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Great questions. Great. I love that little car.
A couple things. Brakes, especially.
Well, let's keep those on your mind.
Okay.
Let's take our first break here real quick.
Okay.
Folks, 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer and K-Praise. We'll be back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Appreciate you staying with us through the break. What were you going to say now?
Okay, brakes, they are lasting a lot longer, but it does have a lot to do with who drives the car. I mean, even the better braking systems with a really aggressive, you know, light-to-light driving can wear out a good set of brake pads still.
Let your foot sit on the brake pedal all the time when you're driving to see how fast the brakes wear out.
I'm talking about the person that does 90 from traffic light to traffic light. So all you see is the car, gas, brake, gas, brake.
That would be like a little Honda with one of those drag strip tow things sticking out the back of it.
Yes,
Every time I see that, I'm like, my thought is like, this is, you can't drive and you run off the road all the time, and it makes it easy for a tow truck just to hook up and drag you back on the road. What is the point of that on a street car that you put this big ring hanging off the back of it? It looks like the car can be put on a keychain and hung off of it.
It's more for looks, because most people that actually have a lot of money in their motor and they're going to go fast normally don't like to show it, but it's the people that...
The rings for looks?
Yeah.
It's like a tow ring, though,
right? I know
that
but most of them cars I've noticed that they put it on there, all they have is an exhaust and the ring. It makes it look like they're a race car. I'm just saying.
Okay. I was just curious. I'm just being funny, actually, folks, so it is what it is. Are you done talking about brakes now? What were you talking about?
Well,
those two things.
And because we were kind of in a conversation, so I didn't say much to him, but the Fiero has been, any car like that, I don't mind working on them, but I can't always get them done in a quickly manner, just like that one with the rear, calipers. No calipers are to be found. I had to rebuild the car calipers. Then you got to wait for the parts to get there, which took a week and a half for the parts to get there. You know, it's just.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of cars. And that, you bring back a good point that I wanted to mention about cars. So had a little discussion with a guy with a Jeep that was during COVID. We had an issue with a valve body, getting a good valve body for it, and then getting a trans control module. And was upset with the timeline on things, you know, and I ended up talking to him and I'm just like, hey, look, man, I didn't create this pandemic thing, and parts right now, people are delaying stuff left and right. We had a PCM coming out of Florida that took like 7 weeks to get. The car was down. That guy was like, I understand. You know, hey, man, I said, we're at the mercy of whatever's going on here. I cannot, You know, there's all kinds of things, you know, so the shipping's gotten messed up. The production's gotten messed up. And the reason, and people are like, well, why is the production messed up? Well, because there's a lot of companies. Now, keep in mind, to remanufacture powertrain control modules, you actually have to have everybody show up at the facility. It's not where you can do a Zoom meeting from home and fix a car part or make a car part or do any of that. So please understand, whether it's in the automotive industry fixing cars, and we're talking about parts being shipped to us, or it's anything else, parts for your refrigerator, whatever, people need to come to the factory to make these. When the stock runs low on them and the people aren't coming to work, guess what? It takes longer to get, you know, or they're running on a light schedule. A lot of these people, the manufacturing lines, they can't have people close together, or somebody got sick and then they got to quarantine everybody for 14. I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios that go along with this, but inventory has run low on a lot of things or is non-existent, and it takes time to get those, and they're doing them by special order because they're running a smaller crew or whatever. But please understand, you cannot have your employees manufacturing car parts on a Zoom. It doesn't work.
Nope.
That does not work. In the industry we actually work in, you know, you have to show up.
Well, and it doesn't help in the last couple of weeks because we're getting close to Christmas, and a lot of people are, because they can't be there, they're shipping their stuff. And then you know, the post office has problems with people not being there neither for the same reasons. And now everybody's trying to ship everything. And
correct.
So it's, you know what, because I've noticed even normally where it used to take us a day to get some of our stuff, now it's taking 2-3 days. Because, like, I ordered something, was it Thursday, and I talked to John yesterday, and he's like, dude, they put it on, it's going to be Monday now.
Yeah.
I mean, they already shipped
well,
it.
Well, and that's this time of year with shipping anyway. It does get, but it's even worse now, you're correct. And then the second part to that, like I said, is it even remanufactured and on the shelf? Because that's where we're having a bigger problem, especially after we got to, like, August, September, you know, July, August, September, because we were 4 or 5 months into this without people going to work. So all the inventory started to deplete, you know, I mean, so if you have a factory that manufactures, I don't care what it is, water pumps, let's say you make water pumps, aftermarket water pumps. And well, we may not be able to get a water pump for this vehicle right now. Why? Because you have a common vehicle and all the inventory of water pumps was used up. And now they're manufacturing them. So, I mean, you have to understand that this has created, not only for the automotive industry fixing vehicles, but all kinds of industries that require workers to actually show up. So give that some thought when you're upset about why your powertrain control module or trans control module or valve body or whatever it is for your car. Whoever's working on your car says, you know, I'm doing the best I can. I ordered it. They said it's going to be here now, and I'm just waiting to get it. It's being manufactured or whatever. You just got to be a little forgiving here. It's not the person working on your car's fault that this part's not available or whatever. So I'm dealing with a gentleman over that, and it's very interesting. He seems to think that you should snap your fingers and parts show up. It's very, very interesting. So
I wish I could do that.
Oh, I wish I could just throw it in a 3D part manufacturer and it actually worked. You know, 3D printer.
I was on my way here this morning and someone, I don't know why, they got behind me and they had their bright headlights on, and I went to flip my mirror. You know how you change it? And the mirror fell off. I'm like, if I could just snap my fingers, it could have been right back on there again.
Oh, the little thing fell off, the glued thing fell off the
window.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh. I thought you were going to say the little switch fell off there, but I just want to make it so it turned it down so I didn't have them lights in my eyes.
See, happens to us too, even though we work on cars. What you're talking about is a little thing that glues to the window fell off that the mirror slides onto and tightens down on?
Yes.
Oh, well, so you got to clean it, glue it.
I know.
Better do it right or it'll fall off again.
But if I could have snapped my fingers, it would have been back on there and a half from a ride.
Mirror, back on the window.
I know.
That'd be great. Doesn't always work that way, folks. So anyway, and I bring this up because Fred was talking about ordering parts and all that kind of stuff, and he's very understanding on this. As a client, you know, you have to order these things. You got to wait for them. Are they available? Are they in stock wherever? A little different with this Fiero because we are sourcing stuff from here and there. Not everybody carries stuff for that car. But my point is that, which brought up a good point to me that I wanted to make, is we're all working on getting components for all these different cars. And a lot of the shelf stock has been depleted because they're either running skeleton crews or the factory had to shut down for a period of time, or no matter what it is. Remember, this isn't just America this is happening. It's a global pandemic. So they're trying to control people catching this and quarantine people and everything else that goes along with it, which has definitely affected inventory and being able to ship. So that's all I got to say to that. Breathe. Right, Kevin? Just breathe. It'll be fine. We're going to get through it. So anyway, I do also want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks up there, rolling up on 28 years in that area. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, smog certified out there, taking care of folks for rolling up on, we're right in the 7-year mark somewhere, taking care of folks out there in East County. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks in Central San Diego right over there for rolling. We're heading towards the fourth year heading up into fifth. It's been four already, heading into fifth, something like that. We're into the fifth year. There you go. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, over in the Golden Triangle right across freeway from where we're at here at the studios. Taking care of folks over there for almost 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, employees, myself, and everybody come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. You stop in and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. We're here to help you and take care of you. We have all kinds of special things in store that we've been doing since the start of COVID, which is making sure your keys are sanitized, wiping down your car before you get it back. Doing items like that, no more than one person or so in the waiting room. We setting up times for people to pick up and drop off their cars, etc. Only one person our shuttle vehicles at a time, dropping them and picking them up at home or work, whichever it may be. All these items that we've put in place to handle this whole COVID situation throughout the West Automotive Group to make sure you can get your car serviced safely and with peace of mind. So that's what we're here for. We also offer a 6 months no interest on your vehicle service and repair needs, which you can apply for and get on approved credit, which is a great way to go with almost any repairs on your vehicle. Very important. And you can keep that card for the West Automotive Group. You can use it over and over again, depending on what you need. It's just a great peace of mind to help stretch out. We know some folks are in tough times right now with everything going on wise, but great way to go. So please ask any of my service consultants, you know, about this, and they'll be happy to get you set up. They can do it real quickly. Take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis also, or our free shuttle rides to or from work or home. If you think you have a transmission problem, get into one of our four locations. Let our experts diagnose your vehicle so that we actually can tell you what you have going on versus guessing. We see a lot of vehicles that have been told they need a transmission repair or replacement, and it's far from it, something else. We also have low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations available. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can check us all out there. Make appointments, call a location, etc. Once again, that's westautomotivegroup.com. Or you can also click on The Auto Man, where I'm The Auto Man on the Fox 5 News on Wednesday mornings between 9:45 and 10. And I'm also The Auto Man on the CW News in the morning. On Fridays and CW Evening News. Check that out, but you can go right there to our YouTube channel from there to off of westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on Auto Talk and see all the podcast of all the shows if you missed one, and check them out. You can download them or listen to them from there, or you can listen live from there while we're on the air, or you can get any of the apps and actually listen. There's several apps available, and you get it through there. Listen here on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise anytime. You can also email us at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com for any questions or concerns. And our podcasts are available through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. So you can go get all the podcasts there also. We're available online. So give us a call this morning, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we are more than happy to talk to you about as we're chatting about all kinds of things. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take our last break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We appreciate you joining us this morning on our pre-Christmas show. Huh, Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh. All right, folks, you need to call in 1-888-344-1170 because we don't want Kevin singing no matter what happens. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Don't want this.
I was going to say, I'm going to start caroling here in a second.
Oh, mercy.
Hey, look, there's phone calls now.
People are calling in left and right. Stop this. Anyway, so can I have my piece of paper back? That you stole from me? Thanks. Anyway, all good. All right, folks, I do want to remind you also, this show is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell anything else at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the technician's choice worldwide. If you need a battery for your vehicle, truck, car, work truck, etc., go to westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. All right, so we're talking about spark plugs here and how often you should replace them. Quick tip, we often follow the manufacturer's recommendations, so there's all kinds of spark plug replacement out there, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Everything from copper plugs to platinum to double platinum to iridium.
Well, and that's the thing about spark plugs too, because when the engineer designs copper, platinum, they all have different resistance in the metal, and you know, which makes a big difference to electronic ignitions because they are sensitive on their thing. So I've noticed something: if you don't put the exact same spark plug that came in from the manufacturer, it will run a little differently.
Especially these days, yeah.
And sometimes you may not notice it, but I'll notice it, like maybe the idle's off a little bit, you know, like a little bit of a.
Sometimes you will notice that it'll misfire.
Well, and especially going down the road, that's when you normally get is that, you know, like that surge, like on the freeway speeds with your foot light on the throttles when you'd probably notice the most.
There you go. All right. So we're talking about spark plugs, but we're talking about anything automotive related. So 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take Peter real quick here in La Mesa. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
How are you doing today, my friend?
Well, you know that 2020 keeps on giving, of course.
more than some people know.
we own the 2014 Ford Escape with a 1.5 liter.
The EcoBoost.
The one that had the EcoBoost. Yep, exactly. Yep. Are you guys seeing a lot of problems with that engine? Because we had the recall with the coolant level sensor, and now my buddy, of course, he's a smart aleck. He sends me the class action lawsuit that he sent me on December 3rd of this month for the 2013-2019 Escape, Fusion, and then 2015-2018 Edge. Lincoln's in there for their 2017-19. Are you guys seeing a lot of these engines fail?
No. What is the concern with that he sent you?
The problems because of class action suit that 1.5 liter, 1.6, and 2.0. Mm-hmm. The EcoBoost engines allow coolant to leak into the cylinders.
It leads
to cracked cylinder heads and inadequate seals, blah, 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 mm-hmm. engine failures. So my point is, this little 1.5 sounds like it's a diesel engine when it runs. It vibrates and everything. And I've had it into the dealer, and they've looked at it, and they say, no, it's fine. They put a motor mount on it, and I don't know. I'm losing confidence in Ford.
Huh.
It just, you know, one of those things you save and save. It only has 37,000 on it. It's paid off now.
Yeah.
Like 5 months worth of warranty. So, you know what I mean? It's like you work your butt off and then you get this kind of stuff. And I you guys see a lot of these EcoBoost failures?
We service them a lot, but I'm not engine failures. No, that's why I was asking about. I didn't even realize that Ford had there. What? So is there actually a class action suit?
Yeah, but you know how that is.
Yeah,
I
we work on a lot of Escapes and Fords and everything else. I mean, I don't, and I got to be honest with you, I actually just bought a new Ford Ranger, and it has 2.3 liter EcoBoost in it, yeah, turbocharged, and I'll tell you what, man, that thing runs like a horse on fire down a hill.
That's great.
I mean, it does without question. I'm quite impressed by it.
Real good.
Yeah.
Well, I got the 93 Ford Rangers, 202,000 miles on, and you know, the 4.06 in there, and it runs great. But you know, I just all of a sudden I got Ford issues. I got a 2009 Escape.
Uh-huh.
It's blown oil where they leak, that common leak is,
yeah,
on a 2009 Escape. You've seen those.
Yes, correct.
Those are real fun to do too, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, how many miles are in the 2009?
The 2009 has 140 on it, but it's been leaking for freaking a year.
Gotcha.
And I've been not wanting to, you know, shell out $1,000 to $1,500 to fix a leak on a, you know, on that kind of vehicle. But
correct.
It's a great vehicle, too, until it leaks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they are. And almost every vehicles have a little bit of the thing. But no, back to the EcoBoost Escape, the 2013-14,
yeah.
We have not seen many heads on those. I mean, and we've done plenty of a service and repairs on them. So, So I don't know. I didn't even realize there was a class action, which is unusual.
Well, it's that carcomplaints.com. It's one of those. But however, you know, it's like, gosh, you know, you'd like to have confidence. And
well, one thing that I do know that we have seen on those is when you talk about noise and like a diesel, some of the early direct injection stuff is quite noisy. It really is.
Okay.
So okay. But I don't know. I obviously without hearing it in person, it's hard to. And you bring up a point I'm going to make here in a second. When people take but you probably haven't done this, but people often like take their phones and make a video and say, "Listen to that noise." Well, on a phone, it can sound like oh my gosh, you got a rod knock, and then you listen to it in person, and it's like, yeah, you can hardly hear that. That's not the same thing that sometimes it magnifies things. But my point is, listening to noises, it's hard to tell without actually being there to hear it if it's normal or not. But yes, some of the direct injected vehicles these days we're seeing get some miles on them, and they're, you know, people open the hood and they're like, God, listen to that noise. Sounds like a diesel. Yeah, some of that noise is normal sometimes. So
sure. Okay.
Just a heads up.
Well, in addition to that, you know, you look at the pros and cons of that, and some guys are really bashing this motor, you know, and they're even Ford guys.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, ugh.
Well, they and they have been making some changes to it. That was the beginning of the EcoBoost back then. So there's been plenty of changes made to the motor, which with anything, you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
So
Well, you know, I just wanted to real quick get you guys' take on it. So you're not seeing a lot of blown heads or...
Nope, not yet.
Failure.
Not yet. No, not on those.
And then, of course, it'll be when it's out of warranty, I'll bring it over and have you guys.
Yeah. What was the warranty on that? Was
local,
was it 6 years?
We got the full on. It's only got like 37,000, 36 and change.
Yeah.
And that's we like it. We just, you know, it gets run really leisurely from the wife. You know, it's you know, I've only been on a few trips ever.
Gotcha.
You know, so
was the warranty 660 when you bought it on that vehicle? Do you remember, or the powertrain, or you
it
don't?
Is.
Oh, it is. Okay, that's what
it,
I
it
thought.
Is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we're about done. You
yeah,
know, it's,
gotcha.
It was 2014. So
gotcha.
It'll be done in May, and I've been standing on the local boys, not you know, trying not to be a you know, bad. Yeah, I was like, come on, though. And, you know, I'm.
No, but you need it right. I mean, if there is a concern, I mean, you need it right. But if you ever want to have one of us just take a listen to it, you could always stop by real quick and just, you know, listen to it. Does this sound normal? Yeah, because that only takes a couple minutes. One of my master techs could take a quick listen and say, well, yeah, no, it sounds normal. Or no, you know what? I'd get it over to Ford and tell them this is what they need to take a look at, you know. So
I'll do that with the 2009, too, because.
Sure.
You know, that's my second estimation out in the field kind of vehicle. It, you know, it's does its job, but it's now blown oil.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem. We can help you out with either of those. Happy to take
okay,
the time.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you haven't seen a lot of these, man. That makes me feel better today.
Nope. That's why I bought me one. So.
Yeah. No, that's good looking Ranger for sure.
Yes, they are. No question about it.
Yep.
No question. Hey, Peter, thanks for the call. And yeah, let us know if we can help you out. And you have a wonderful, safe weekend and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Yep.
Thank you. Yep. Take care now. Bye bye. So good points. And I wanted to, I still have my F-250. Like he said, I'm a Ford guy through and through, which you know. And that bad boy's running at 340,000 miles, almost 350,000 miles on it. Still going strong. But I will tell you this, the 5.4 in that bad boy, and there's nothing wrong with that truck. It runs good. But that EcoBoost, man, has more power output for that little mode. That little Ranger flat gets up and flies.
Well, it's a different kind of power because it's turbo.
It is. You're right.
I did want to say something about his car, though, on the class action lawsuits. Number one, if you really dig into every single car manufacturer, every one of them has a major lawsuits.
For sure.
Also, I've noticed something about, and I'll have a story after this, and I'll explain to you why. Demographically, some of these things happen in different spots more often.
Well, it's the climate.
Well, and I also, because, well, and the reason I like San Diego, we have a lot of problem with torque converters failures here because of the clutch linings on them. You know why? Because we have a lot of hilly areas. I was talking to a friend that builds.
And temperatures.
And I was talking to a friend that builds training in a more flat area. It was like Indiana area where it's a lot flatter. He's like, we don't really have torque converters that blow up here. We have, you know, they have their own issues going on there, but. It's because of the load of the car going up a grade on and off the torque
towing
motor clutch.
A trailer.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's going to be demographically why certain things happen. So, we may not see it a lot here. It might be happening somewhere else. I mean, it's hard to tell on that one, you know. It's
well, so it's that has to do a lot with the terrain, like you said.
Yes.
And climate too.
Yes.
Because I mean, the things I have a good friend that owns an auto repair shop in Winnipeg.
You would think you would see a lot of cracked blocks up there.
Well, no, their cars have to be on heaters. They won't even start, even if it does. I mean, he sends me pictures like driving to work, blowing snow, -34°C. I'm all, you live there still? He's lived there all his life, Rudy. He's an amazing guy, and
he
owns the biggest repair shop there in Winnipeg. But the stuff they see though, like they have to change tires out twice a year. And they store tires, so they have studded tires. And I mean, you're talking about some serious cold winter and things like batteries. How many batteries do you think fail? Like, man, they get cold snaps. Like, he's like, yeah, put a battery in every other car that comes in. They just, well, when you drop something that's, you know, well below 30°C, below zero or whatever, that's colder than heck. So anyway, good points to make as far as that goes. But those things cause damage to different items on the car, whereas a car here in San Diego will never see that kind of temperature. You know what I mean? So one of those things. And you can get issues with cars like that, communication issues, et cetera. You could have solder joint problems with a computer that gets that cold that you would never see in a San Diego car, vice versa in hot area. You know what I'm saying? So that's you. Good point is my point. You never know what areas are going to affect what cars. So there's been class action suits that have to do with rusts on vehicle, which you would never be part of here living in San Diego because it's not going to happen, you know, like frame rust or attacks or whatever. So just keep that in mind. There's all kinds of different class action suits, like you're saying, and it depends a lot on the area. And there's all kinds of different things that happen to the cars. It depends on driving conditions, temperatures, terrain, and all that. So you're right. Demographics.
Yes.
So good stuff. Anyway, all right, let's grab Anthony in La Mesa real quick. He's got some break questions. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for calling in and listening. What you got going?
Hey, so I got a 2014 Ford Econoline. It's a E150. An E150. It's got the 4.6 motor in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up on 85,000 miles, and I wanted to do the plugs and everything on there. And my first question is, what would you recommend, just going with the factory plugs on that? And yeah, that's my first question. Second question is there an issue? I know that in the past they had an issue with the plug snapping off and that you needed a special extraction tool. You touch on those two?
Yeah, what year is this again?
2014.
Okay, so I think it does have those extended plugs in it on that one.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So here's the deal. Yes, they do break off. There's great extraction tools to remove them if they do. We do see people try to, you just need to be very careful with this. And number one, first off, yes, put the factory Motorcraft plugs in it. That's the bet. I mean, you get another 90,000 miles out of them. Good. Make sure, replace the coil boots, which are, we'll call them like spark plug wires. They're just real short between the coil and the plug. And you also want to make sure and put a little electro silicone in the end of those, which seals the plug to prevent if you get water in the well, things like that, from causing any issues. You do also want to put a very light touch of anti-seize on the threads of those, and you want to torque them to factory specs when you put them in, so, which is very important. But yes, if when we're extracting those, one of the things we do with those cars is perform an induction service prior to. The reason why is that long tip sticks into the combustion chamber and tends to get carbon around it. And that's why when you try to back the plug out, the tip snaps off and sticks in the hole. So you get the spark plug out with the tip. Now, there's a tool then to reach down and remove those if you have to. And it can still happen, but doing an induction service, we found, removes a lot of that carbon on the tip before. And then we can extract the plug. Most of them come out without breaking off, preventing the extra labor to try to extract the tips. Does that make sense?
Right. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, so in doing so, and heads up with that car, obviously you kind of understand what's going on with an extraction tool. We've had those towed in where somebody tried to remove the plugs and the tips broke off, and then they took a thing and pushed the tip into the cylinder. Once you do that, we have to take the heads off the car. There is no way to extract those tips, and you cannot leave them in there. You try to crank the car over, obviously you end up with valve and head damage, so that could get really expensive. That is one of those spark plug replacements on those model vehicles that you want to make sure and be very careful with. I can't stress that.
Right, that's why I'm calling.
All right.
I have a second question. Thank you. That clarifies a lot for me. So.
No problem. Happy to help you out in any way. If you have any other questions, just let us know.
He does. He's got another one.
Sure.
I'm also going to be doing the brakes on it. I noticed that as I'm coming to a stop now, it's starting to shimmy if I hit it really hard. And you guys mentioned a while back a company, I think out of Poway, that makes a brake rotor that's heat treated or something, and they don't have to be turned, or I don't remember the specifics on them, but you guys recommended them, and I wanted to see if I can get those for this vehicle.
Correct. It's Pure Forge, and we're an installer for them. And they just actually put together a big deal with Napa Corporate that Napa is going to be carrying these for these rotors. I don't know where they're in distribution for it right now, but if for any reason you you can get them through us, or you can try Pure Forge directly. It is Pure Forge. If you need any information on that, you can also shoot me an email to autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, and I can get that handled. But yes, they're amazing, and I run them on the minute I do brakes on a vehicle I own, I put Pure Forges on it, because the rotors are guaranteed for over 200,000 miles.
Okay.
So All right. And they won't warp either or any of that. So yes.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yep. So if you have a work vehicle and you've had that problem with it, you put these on it, or a tow vehicle, it will reduce and eliminate that concern for sure.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you guys again for being out there. You guys have a blessed Christmas and be safe out there.
You do the same, Anthony. Thanks for the call. Be safe this weekend and have a Merry Christmas. Take care now.
All right.
Okay.
You guys take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate, we hope that you enjoy it this coming week, couple weeks. What's that?
Nothing.
You're going to add something else? Oh.
You know what? I was thinking on the heads on that thing. When you do the spark plugs on that, it's always a good idea to get the head warm, too. Not hot, just warm it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, before you.
Because it does help everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so remove the carbon. That's one of those tricky trucks. And those are what we call those long-reach plugs that the igniter sticks out on. They look almost like a old-style, what's the plug? What is the thing that used to... heat up a diesel before. What do they call it?
Glow
plug. Look like an old style glow plug kind of. They do.
Almost. Yeah.
Kind of like that. So, but yes, they definitely reduce or they were set up. But yeah, they've gone away from that. They don't have that design anymore.
Somebody was telling me that they went back to the 5-liter for a while too in the Ford trucks. I was like, huh.
Yeah, they did. They did. So they were 4.6, 5.4s. Now I think they're doing some 5-liters. I don't know if they're turbocharging those or not, but just depends. Just one of those things. Oh, real quick, let's grab Steve and Santee. He's got a question. Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. What you got going on?
I'm trying to do a tune-up on my 2012 Nissan Maxima.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get a rough estimate on what it would cost to get it done by the dealership or a private mechanic.
Gotcha. You know, I would need the VIN number off that car to do so. If you wanted to shoot us an email, we'll put you together an actual exact estimate and can get it sent back to you.
Okay. What would the email be?
You can send it to autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com.
AutoTalk@westautomotivegroup.com.
Yeah, that way I know the engine size and all that, and we can get it figured out exactly for you and give you a true quote. That way you have real numbers to work with.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Happy to help you out. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So, great question. As far as, what were you going
to
say?
No, I was just waiting for the noise to go away.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what engine's in that car, so I'd be guessing no matter what I did.
Well, with so many things going on in tune-up, tune-ups can be so different on every car anymore. It's not the same as it used to be. Almost every car had, you know, I mean, especially think about 70s, plugs.
That was plugs, points condenser, cap, rotor, wires.
But it's not like that anymore. I mean, because some cars have short wires on them, some don't. They just have the coil directly on, you know, on the plug, you know.
There are plenty of cars that all you can do is replace the spark plugs and an air filter.
Yes.
You know, as far, some of them don't even have, remember those Ford, was it an Escape or, no. What's the little car? The little car. It was not a Fiesta, Focus. There was Focuses that had this special airbox that didn't even have an air filter, remember? Do you remember that? So there was.
I wouldn't doubt it though.
There was one or two years that they built this weird cylinder thing, and there was no replaceable air filter inside of it.
Well, that obviously didn't last long. It didn't catch on.
Sucked
like
a bunch
wanted.
Of dirt in it. That's blew the motor
that's
up.
That's what I was thinking. It didn't.
Now
it
there's
didn't.
A class action suit for you. but very interesting. But they design things all the time that do like that. So it is what it is.
Well, a lot of times they do it on smaller cars like that. The smaller cars like that are normally throwaway cars anyways. I mean, that's me.
People are going to get upset.
I'm just saying.
They called their car a throwaway car. Anyway.
It looks like the Geo Metros. You know, remember the little, when a normal car costs $17,000 and that one costs $2,000, you know what I mean?
My favorite was the, what was that Yugo.
Yugos.
Those came out in the, like, 86,
See,
87.
That's why I consider one of those like a throwaway car, too, when it costs more to put a clutch in it than it did for you to buy it.
That car was $39.99, $3,999 brand new. And they were rolled one of those over on its side when I was in high school. But don't ask.
But that, I mean, you know, they are perfect for what they're, you know what I mean?
But there is no car out there right now you could buy for $4,000 brand new.
Well, I mean, that's just saying, if you were low on money at that point and needed a reliable car, you could buy something like that and it was reliable for you for a couple of years, you know what I mean? And the payments were nothing if you did have payments on it, and it was just, you know, it was a perfect, correct. I call them throwaway cars.
Yeah, if I would have bought one, I just drove it till the wheels fell off and not do nothing with it for that kind of price. Right?
Sure.
Sure. It had a Renault motor and transmission in it, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, did. Sure did. That was the most expensive part of the car. The
every once in a while, one of those show up. And you know what? I mean, like, every once in a while, especially I've seen, in the last couple of years, too, I've seen a couple Pinto wagons going down the road, too.
Yee yee.
Yeah.
Gotta love those. I like the Pinto wagons with the little bubble windows.
Yeah, and I seen one of those, like, 6-7 months ago.
We don't see. I haven't seen a Yugo in years. Last one was back working in La Mesa. All right, folks, everybody, have a whatever you want to do with it. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah. Whatever you're celebrating, enjoy. Please join us next week for Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego. Any last words, Kevin?
Yeah. What kind of car do frogs like?
I don't know.
A beetle.
That was pretty funny. All right, folks, take care. This has been Auto Talk Radio in San Diego.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.